I'll label the tape.
Thank you.
This is Sunday, November 8th, in your year 1992. Can everybody hear?
Yes.
This is going to take the form of a most unusual type of meeting. I want ones who literally believe that they serve God and actually in your reality you are a tool. I would ask that you be patient for the unfolding. You ones who believe that you are quite sophisticated and in your perception work only in the light, I'm going to point out to you how incorrect you can be. Even when you believe that you are serving 100% the cause of God. This is hard realization. And it's grossly denied. But there will always be ones who will be able to verify what I say to you. If you have had the privilege of reading the last few days of lessons and writings, every breath is a lesson. You'll understand that there are rifts, there are problems, there are this and there are that. These are not problems, they are just things that are. You are easily led as human beings. Understand that you are, accept that you are, so that as you grow and as you learn and come into knowledge and ultimately into knowing, you will be able to discern both the errors and the corrections. The thing uppermost in the minds of all of you now that this election has passed is, what did I mean by some things? And what could I possibly have meant by taking different actions and recommendations? Ray Rinnick, of all ones in this room, is going to have the most blessed understanding of what I'm going to say than any of the rest of you. Because I want to tell you, I want to share something, and I know that he will not object, because he has shared with us his discernments and what has happened with him. And after the Weaver incident, Ray wrote some things, sent some things, and within his note to me, he said, "Please, I know that I'm being set up just like Weaver, but please do not send Bo Greitz to help me." Please confirm that, Ray.
I have found a number of things that bothers me.
Well, we won't ask you to get into deeper water until we get a little farther along. I won't get you into deeper water anyway. I simply wanted you up here where I could acknowledge that input. Who is Bo Greitz? What is Bo Greitz? He's just a man. He is subject to the same kinds of perceptions and misperceptions as any other man. He's searching, he's driven. Is he a patriot? How can you define a patriot? What does patriot mean? For a nation, for a cause, for what? ordinarily you would think of patriotism as one who acknowledges the flag and the standards of a nation. And was he false in his drive or commitment to nail on to the Constitution and change things were he to be in power enough to do so? And were the things that he offered valid? I cannot answer publicly that which was in his heart. But I can tell you now unequivocally, had he gained the power, the things that he suggested doing are totally, not only within reason, but in necessity of eventually doing under the Constitution of the United States. That's what made his run for power possible and acceptance. It was also known that he could not win. He was put into the place simply because he could not win. Well, was he really out to get Bush? Yes, indeed. But not too much. There was a personal vendetta, yes. And as we discuss these things, as we move along here, I'm going to stop as we move along, because there have been exchanges between the two of us that in this small local group I am going to present to you this day so that we can look at it. There's great pain involved in it. And you ones who not only gave of your services but gave of your resources are disappointed, and you're angry at me. Strangely enough, Bo is not angry at me. Bo got had by greater power than you've got on your earth place running around in the form of physical men. And the only way that I can allow you to see is to share it with you and stop as we go along. And then maybe you will also see how easily you can be had. Mm-hmm. By both men and higher energies. And whether this is pumped in through pulse waves or simple perceptions or feeling you're too damn big. And I'll make up my own mind, because I've already decided what God is. And therefore, because I've decided, it makes it right. It doesn't make it right. And regardless of what Bo Greitz may project or what he may even think about his own actions regarding the Weaver incident, the fact was he was serving the FBI. Shocking, isn't it? They used Bo as a cover. They would like to have taken him out right along with, except that the ones in the know already knew that he was a setup for the CIA and the FBI. So it was easy enough to get command up there, and other ones are going to blunder because of what they perceive incorrectly. There have been too many stories right out of the commander's mouth. One statement that negates another. First, he knew Weaver from Special Forces. Indeed, he did. Very well. And then he said he didn't know Weaver. Weaver called him long before the incident at Ruby Creek. But when it got out of control, the FBI summoned Greitz to the scene. When he went up to the dwelling, to the cabin, the FBI had him wired all over and every word was transcribed, recorded. Is this good or bad? It's nothing. It just is. And so things took their turn. Well, your old buddy who speaks through this one shut that incident down. Now let's get that clear right now. And I had to do it through other agents that are here. And at those higher levels, they understood exactly who I am and what I demanded, and they responded instantly. But the interesting thing is that Greitz never understood. He was serving God, all right. He didn't have the vaguest notion of the reality of which God he served. And he is programmed that it is nation above all. The special forces, for all of you who recognize the term, is nothing in the world except the murdering military army of the CIA, groups of Green Beret. Is that all right? No. But it's acceptable because in the ignorance of the human, you don't know any better. Even if you know better, you justify it for whatever reason you see fit. Murdering does not justify murdering. You understand me? This is one of the greater lessons and gifts that we are given. So we honor and we bless and we love and we do not condemn. But for the grace of God, go you, any one of you. Some are placed in the midst of this place, keep an eye on us, also to protect Dorma, because of my higher understanding with them, if they touch her, and anyone truly in my service. So you better get square away with what and who you serve. They're not going to bother you. They're going to make sure, in fact, that you stay functional, because that's going to anger me greatly. And I would fully expect you ones to share the word with others who are not here, that I also fully expect the resources to begin to flow via the agreements made. I'm not out to overthrow your government, and neither are any of my people if you are truly in my service. You will grow up through your government and rebuild in truth and honor, or you're not going to get it done. You cannot stand against the arms that are against you. And if I go out of here with only four of you, that's the way it'll be. I accept all response as blessings and quite humorous. Quite amusing. I know when I'm winning. You ones don't yet know when you're winning. And the pain in the consciousness when you have to face reality is so heavy upon you. And I had to watch as my own scribe came into the realization. And I tell you ones, that the greatest gift that you may take out of this is that it is totally recognized in those circles that we are here and that we have the ultimate power. And yet it gets confused, and the adversary starts giving the instructions, and we are so big, we pound our chest and say, "I, great servant of God, I also Tarzan and Rumbo." I'm going to ask EJ, I don't know how we're going to work this with only one microphone, because I'm going to have to interrupt as we go along with the letter. So I will stand however you wish to handle it.
I'll come around there.
It's important that I made this available to you once because of the blast that came. I'll lay the scene while he's getting prepared to read.
Would you like me to start with Bo's letter?
Yes, in just a moment. All of you know that I came out and I said vote for Perot. I gave you exquisite reasons. Had anyone even read that, including, I will tell you, Bo Brights's on campaign headquarters, understood exactly. But Bo responded in the most childish, immature manner of a 3-year-old. And I want you to listen now that you've read it. I want you to listen to every word said, and I'm going to stop you if it takes us 25 minutes to get through this short letter.
The date on this is the 2nd of November. It was the day before the actual voting.
Let me have it. It's not going to work. Let me have the paper. Just bear with me just a minute. I also have to let you know that as we were going along here, everything that revolved around the issue of Perot, I urged them from the very onset to work out something with Perot. What you're going to have to understand is that Perot wanted no part of it. And then, of course, it was cemented into steel with such insulting accusations against Perot that there would be no way to work together. And yet, unless you pursue and get Perot to see what he is capable of doing within the Constitution, is he a perfect man? No. There aren't any of you who are perfect. So cut it out right now, picking the man to pieces. He certainly was getting enlightened pretty damn fast as they went to work on him. And I will repeat it again after 3 or 4 times. Perot won your election. That's why he's willing to stay in there now, is he knew he won that election and there was nothing he could do about it. Does that make him the greatest leader for your nation? No, but what else do you have? What else in this world do you have? So let's look at this letter in response to the last fax that I sent, so that he would not be surprised when that headline hit him. You will see that he didn't even read it. Someone probably gave him all the information he needed to hear. He may not have even been at his own place, but I suspect he was, since someone was also taking off the response that I gave him from the machine. Now, you have come right up to the point of election, and you are not going to win with Bogreitz. And Bogreitz was obviously not going to make any contribution to the winning of anybody else. These ones tear down all possibility of a third party ever succeeding. And you see, when asked to join in unity for a cause, for the nation, for the people, this is what I get. Received your last facts regarding vote parole. Such ignorance. Advising people to vote for a person who is nothing more than a New World Order third option. How dare you act as a benevolent advisor to mankind while urging them to support a billion-dollar clown? Clown? The man earned his billions of dollars in spite of your system. He earned it, and he earned it honorably with integrity. Did he play ball with the big boys? Of course he did. He didn't know any better. What do you do? How could he perceive that this kind of infestation had rotted away the very fiber of what you stood for? But for another man, a killer, reform maybe, to call this man who was under attack, set up in dirty tricks, to destroy him, to call him a clown? To continue that sentence, this million, the billion-dollar clown who would rewrite our Constitution. Surround himself with CFR communist clones and become an antichrist. That is a mouthful, friends, to judge upon another man. If you have, I want you to listen to this very carefully, because this is your clue. I don't want you to hear what you think you've already heard or read. I want you to hear what he says. If you have any reptilian characteristics in your 9.5-foot makeup, they must be mainly chameleon. Now, which about that disturbs you the most? I want you to ponder it. I'm not going to go around the list, because I know what. You think he's accused me of being a reptilian chameleon. Oh, no, he has not. He discovered, and he just said it, you are not who I thought I served, which was a reptilian, alien. Oh, he and I have had some good talks. And he says, I hear you all the time. I said, are you sure? Well, don't I? Sometimes, yes, you and I have very good communications when there's not too much static in this sort of conversation. He indeed knows that they're aliens. And he indeed knows that they're going to come and take your world. And he thought I was one of them. And what a disappointment. He wouldn't think this out. He would not think this out. He would stand before me in honor. I mean it. And he would say, no, I was denouncing you because I perceived that you represented God and you don't. But that's not what. You see, evil always wears its clue. And he said, if you are reptilian, that means that he is anticipating ones of the serpent people. And he serves them. You better get your snakes in order, precious ones, because God does not represent as a snake. And I don't care what you believe or want to believe or don't believe. And that's why I said, if there are only four of us that take off from this place, I am your only way off of that place. The rest are destined to play out the entire scenario as the serpent people. And it has nothing to do with reptilians. It has everything to do with the sign of evil and the adversary. They took on the name of serpent people. It doesn't mean they look like lizards. But that's what got you in trouble with the story of the Garden of Eden, isn't it? And you did have a chameleon then, because this one looked like, oh my goodness, the perfection of God-man. Good old Lucifer playing his games on you people. And he presented to you in the form of a serpent. And all the way through Atlantis and Lemuria came the symbol of God, which they called the serpent. The seven-headed serpent, as in Lemuria. But they recognized the God Creator as the sun, the light. And they did not call him serpent. They set him aside as being above and beyond all. But they ended up worshiping the physical manifestation with the symbol of the serpent upon him. Well, how could Bo know? As long as the ego is the shield, there is no way. And yet within the heart and soul of that one is nothing but crying out and searching for truth. And he's the chosen one. He can either flunk it, or he can get his crap together and we can move on. It's solely up to him. Completely and totally up to him. If he only serves self, then you're better off without that help. He's got plenty of ones around him to keep him from ever realizing that truth. Let me tell you, plenty. Very close. Do they know? Probably not. But as ones have had interchanges with them, it shows. It shows like a big black banner. He goes on. These are words that are going to be very hard for him to get over, I can promise you. To continue. cowardice and confusion cannot be hid under a guise of resignation. You have committed a warrior's, if you ever were one, unpardonable sin. You have become a Judas goat. You would have those you supposedly care about follow an evil of lessers rather than stand firm for what is right, regardless of the odds. Warrior? You ones with your toys don't represent warriors, you represent gladiators. And in the winning can only be shame. I'll repeat it. In the ending, the winning can only be shame. I don't believe that I or mine have demonstrated cowardice in the midst of terror, as dished out by the warriors. I don't believe there's a lot of confusion in what I offer you. But you ones have petitioned me for assistance, and you're going to get it when you ask in honorable intent. You're going to get the right way to do it. Whether or not you wish to do it is up to you. I represent God of light, creator of your universe. He has just called me a Judas goat. If nothing else, that insults every man, woman, and child who has a relationship with Holy God. How dare he insult his brother? What gives him qualification to pronounce judgment on everyone, including God? I know you once took this and said this could not be the same Bogreitz. Oh, yes. I remind you that what the lips of men project is rarely ever what is within. And yet all of that that is within rarely is representative in the consciousness of that which truly is. And it's the latter that saves your assets. And then he pronounces his judgment upon me and the sentence for my misdeeds, for not allowing him to completely wreck the results. I don't know about it. Maybe some of you heard something that my more attentive listeners did not hear, but I do not believe that anyone so much as mentioned the name Bogreitz during or after the election day. So this kind of a campaign can only keep a possibly better winner from winning. You've got to have change. You have none. On the other hand, Perot had to be awakened if he were going to be able to serve. And if someone is going to be able to serve, they're going to have enough money to do it on their own, aren't they? So, now comes my sentence. May the chains of tyranny rest more heavily upon your back than upon those who foolishly take your misadvice. Well, if I have ever cast chains upon you, then you have never heard my advice. And most certainly to state this means that this one has certainly not even so much as perused my advice. There is no compromise for truth and right among the ranks of those who gave and are willing to give their all that we might live free. What is freedom? And is giving your all, your life, that is nothing. How about taking the lives of others in the name of what you want? What is that? It's murder. It doesn't mean that ones don't do it in ignorance and the forgiveness is instant. But how dare anyone pronounce such a judgment upon the host of God? And you who serve and gave him your all in respect and love and assistance in a cause that you knew would go down, but you were willing to do it to gain the goal. What was his goal? Obviously, to pull you ones into his power circle. If this be true, is this true? Is this representative of the man? I don't have to judge it. I don't judge the man. I discern that he certainly probably wishes he hadn't written it, because it certainly was not well thought out. But you see, this is what the adversary does to you. He causes you to make stupid, asinine statements and make a fool of yourself. Then he has some pretty good advice. No, I'm not going to go on yet. People who have given their all, I would suggest that ones even who handled his campaign look very, very carefully at what happened. He supported a radio announcer in Florida that I will guarantee you is not of God. Money that came in was misused. And I expect my people, Oberly and George, made a loan to Beau Wrights personally for $15,000 at the onset of campaign. This was a petition from a patriot. It was honored as a note because there were going to be no contribution of any funds from this place unless it was handled in absolute business, organized cleanness. We shall see, won't we? Because other commitments unto other people have not been honored. When Mr. Perot gets out there and says, who will you loan money to? I would guess that my ones now would not have made that decision. Lessons are sometimes expensive. And this was very early on. This meant out-of-pocket money not any money for projects. This is owing back to people personally. Whose advisor he has just called a Judas goat. We shall see, won't we? Then he gives me my advice and also your acknowledgement of the truth of it, that he knows exactly who I am and where I came from. And he was disappointed to find I was the wrong one in his perception. So go back to your spaceship and be gone from our company of patriots. Well, I would be very happy to withdraw from all patriots. All patriots. If you cannot see why you are a patriot, then you are not a patriot. You're a lost cause. If your nation does not stand for God, then you have nothing save a few years of experience in each being. No wonder you have to go around and around and around and around. You only get from 70 to 105 years to express. Our God has no limitations. Oh, he just limited him. From the onset of the letter, he limited him. But he's absolutely right. Our God has no limitations. And you're going to witness it. We will not trade his gift of birthright for anything less. Hayton. H-A-T-O-N. Deliberately misspelled my name. Birthright. What birthright? God has given you glory and infinite life as a birthright. You don't get it through the gun. Or the ego, or the macho Ramboism. Under the guise of anything you want to call it. Take Capitol Hill. Why take Capitol Hill? Why not build yourself a nation? Are you so imbecilic and following that you cannot see? You don't need Washington. You need your Constitution and you need good leaders. You don't need to take Capitol Hill. It will collapse. But it's disappointing, isn't it? And yet, I don't bring you anything new. And I appreciate, beyond my expression, that Ray happened to come today. Because you see, there are always ones. I don't want you ones to sit there and think, well, yeah, but God, you know this, and God that, and you have an ear, and this is already known on your place. It has been written about. The man and the actions. In Godness, this man will lead you home. If he cannot find his way, he would be the total destruction of your world. You have a group of brainwashed servants. And they are trained to believe they are so strong and so mighty that nothing can touch them. That's a part of the training. And it's very, very hard to break away from that.
Excuse me, Commander.
I'll label the tape.
Thank you.
This is Sunday, November 8th, in your year 1992. Can everybody hear?
Yes.
This is going to take the form of a most unusual type of meeting. I want ones who literally believe that they serve God and actually in your reality you are a tool. I would ask that you be patient for the unfolding. You ones who believe that you are quite sophisticated and in your perception work only in the light, I'm going to point out to you how incorrect you can be. Even when you believe that you are serving 100% the cause of God. This is hard realization. And it's grossly denied. But there will always be ones who will be able to verify what I say to you. If you have had the privilege of reading the last few days of lessons and writings, every breath is a lesson. You'll understand that there are rifts, there are problems, there are this and there are that. These are not problems, they are just things that are. You are easily led as human beings. Understand that you are, accept that you are, so that as you grow and as you learn and come into knowledge, and ultimately into knowing, you will be able to discern both the errors and the corrections. The thing uppermost in the minds of all of you, now that this election has passed, is what did I mean by some things? And what could I possibly have meant